U.S. military delegation is in Islamabad to talk with senior Pakistani officials as the Bush administration weighs its response to the September 11th terrorist attacks. The focus of possible U.S. retaliation is Pakistan's neighbor to the west, Afghanistan. Logistical and intelligence support from Pakistan is seen as critical to any American military operation there. Today, a U.N. spokeswoman told reporters in Islamabad the Taliban authorities have seized U.N. offices in the southern city of Kandahar, as well as some offices of non-governmental organizations. The Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan says his country is preparing for war. In Islamabad, NPR's Michael Sullivan says the ambassador repeated what the Taliban has been saying for a couple of days.
He said that Osama bin Laden's exact whereabouts are unknown, but that the ambassador believes bin Laden is still in Afghanistan, and that the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, is, according to the ambassador, trying to get in touch with bin Laden to deliver the message from the Islamic clerics who met last week and asked the Taliban to ask bin Laden to leave. Ambassador Zaif said bin Laden was, I'm quoting here, missing, not lost, and may be in hiding somewhere, though that, he said, is an Afghan security issue and one he would not discuss further. The ambassador also said that the Taliban is mobilizing for war, but he asked the people of America not to let a war occur. He basically said that America was Afghanistan's friend during the war against the Soviets in the 1980s, that America's help was greatly appreciated then, and that he hoped the people of the U.S. would be sympathetic to this request not to bring war to Afghanistan again. And I have to say, the bombastic rhetoric, the hostility and the defiance that has marked several of the ambassador's earlier news conferences seem to be absent today. It definitely seemed to be a more conciliatory tone.
What more can you say about the U.S. delegation, which is there now?
Not a lot. Embassy officials say the delegation has arrived, and that's about all they're saying. But they are presumably here to discuss with Pakistani officials the plans for any possible attack on the Taliban, and probably how they plan to hunt down Osama bin Laden. So far, all officials on both sides are saying here and in Washington is that the U.S. has asked Pakistan for help in terms of intelligence gathering and the use of Pakistani airspace and logistical support, but no details, yet officials say, have yet been worked out. And I guess that's probably part of what the U.S. team is doing here, going over with Pakistani authorities exactly what it is that they are expecting from Pakistan and what Pakistan is prepared to offer. Though President Musharraf has already promised his unstinted support, there may be some places he doesn't want to go. I know the idea of putting U.S. troops, for example, on the ground here is one that the religious groups and some other members of society say they won't tolerate, but I don't think it's gotten to the point where that needs to be worried about, at least not yet. The U.S. delegation may also be bringing Pakistan the proof it's asked for in terms of proving bin Laden's involvement in these attacks, concrete proof, would probably make it a lot easier for President Musharraf to sell the idea of helping the U.S. to the people here.
What news is coming out of Afghanistan?
Not a lot. The Taliban spokesman in Kandahar today did confirm that the Northern Alliance, that's the opposition force fighting the Taliban, have captured a town in the north in fighting yesterday. Otherwise, there wasn't much new today. The Taliban continues to dig in, and the residents of Afghanistan's cities, Kabul and Kandahar and Jalalabad and other major cities, continue to flee the cities fearing an attack. The UNHCR says many of these people are on the move. They're heading for the borders with neighboring Pakistan and Iran. Those borders are closed, but it's not keeping people from trying to get away anyway. And the UNHCR says there were nearly 1 million people already internally displaced in Afghanistan as a result of the civil war and the drought even before the attacks on New York and Washington. And now the UNHCR is saying the best estimates are that another 150,000 people have joined that number, and they say this number is on the conservative side. And they're warning that that we could be facing a refugee crisis of huge proportions in the coming weeks should the political situation not improve.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad, Pakistan.